From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A pair of suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital on Monday, killing at least 38 people and wounding 100 more. The blast happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the Monday morning rush hour. Dr. Saif al-Badr, Iraqi Health Ministry spokesman, condemned what he called the criminal and cowardly attack against innocent civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility of the attack, but past bombings have been carried out by Islamic State militants. U.S. President Donald Trump denied he was a racist on Sunday.
No, I'm not a racist. I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed.
The statement came 3 days after he reportedly referred to immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa as coming from an expletive, meaning dirty and impoverished countries. Trump said he is ready and willing and able to reach a deal to protect from deportation about 800,000 young immigrants who years ago were brought illegally by their parents to the United States. But earlier in the day, he said he thought the program was probably dead. The White House congressional talks about the program are linked to urgent meetings this week about funding government operations beyond Friday midnight when the current spending authorization expires. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has become the first Prime Minister of Israel in 15 years to visit India. On Monday, officials announced that the two countries will begin work on a free trade pact that Israel has been advocating for years. For additional stories, as well as pictures and video, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.